Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. And coming up, we get new tracks from the Stray Cats, Tammy Nielsen, Kim Lenz, Rosie Flores, Charlie Crockett, Pope Paul and the Illegals, Wild Deuces, our instrumental breakdown with new tracks from Anthony Castagna and Captain Mike and the King Tide, our five-year flashback with Levi Dexter, the Rockabilly and Blues Time Machine goes back to the week ending October 12, 1957, and still, there's more. Let's start things off with the Rockabilly Male Artist of the Year at the 2019 Ameripolitan Music Awards. It's Jimmy Dale and the Beltline, and She's Wild on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Well, I took my gal to a midnight show. When the band started playing, she was ready to go. She's wild.
We'll be right back.
It's new from Kim Lenz and the album Slowly Speeding. Lots of great press on that album. That's the tune called Guilty. Now, later this year, we're doing a Cats Countdown, where we're counting down the top five of your favorite Stray Cats tunes. Yes, as voted on by you. It's to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the band. Now, the Stray Cats are celebrating by doing a 40th anniversary tour and a new album titled 40. It's coming out on May 24th. Here's the first single from that album. It's Catfight Over a Dog Like Me.
Hey, this is Lee Rucker, and you're listening to Jamming James Riley on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Two hot chicks, Joe's Bar and Grill. Got to a tussle like bad girls will. Out of the bar to the parking lot. Fussing and cussing over what I got from the parking lot. Took me to the woods.
Till the well runs dry.
You never miss your water. Till the well runs dry.
up so fine. All I could say was you used to be mine. I just saw
Chevy, baby, built to last. Bringing home the paycheck, singing on your tape deck. Mama makes the babies and the dinner and the cash. Ooh. Rules, I make them and I break them. Fools, my mama didn't raise them. I'm a big boss mama,
a big boss mama.
All the drama. Ooh. Rules, I make them and I break them. Fools, my mama didn't raise them. I'm a big boss mama,
a big boss mama.
On the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, we just heard the new single from Tammy Nielsen, Big Boss Mama. There's a great music video for that one as well. New from Rosie Flores before that, and her cover of the Winona Carr single, Till the Well Runs Dry. It's from her latest, Simple Case of the Blues. Had the privilege of seeing her do that song live at the Blues City Cafe in Memphis, Tennessee. And speaking of covers, let's play a Hank Williams cover by Gene Vincent, Hey, Good Lookin'.
Say hey, gooey, gooey,
good looking,
all right, boy,
gooey, gooey,
got cooking. Well, how's about cooking something up with me? Ah, hey, gooey, gooey, sweet baby, all in all, gooey, gooey, you think maybe gooey, gooey, we could find a brand new recipe? Oh, I got a hot black phone and a $2 bill. I know a spot right over the hill, a soda pop and a dancing free. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say hey, good looking. Oh, now what? What you got cooking? Well, how's about cooking something up with me? Ah. I know I've been took, so how's about saving all your time for me? Oh, I'm free and rich, so we can go steady. So how's about keeping steady company?
wanna throw my dead book over the fence and buy me one for 5 or 10 cents. I'll keep it till it's covered with ads, 'cause I'm writing your name down on every page. Say hey, good looking. Well, now what you got cooking? Well, now how's about looking something up with me? Ah, clever. Well, say hey, good looking. Well, now what you got cooking? Well, now how's about looking something up with me? Ah, say hey, sweet baby. Well, at all, you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? You got a hot light $42 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. They sold a pipe and the dancing flea. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say hey, sweet baby. Well, at all, you think maybe we can cook us up a brand new recipe?
I got myself a river of sorrow. I lost my name in a vale of shame. I got no one to tell my troubles, a life of sin and all I know. But if I'm a patient, I need not worry. And if I'm a hurting, it's sure to change. Sometimes I wonder, why do I bother with this burden, heavy load? I can't struggle about tomorrow, 'cause I got so much further to go.
He's passing on a hill. He don't dress nice, but he drives fit to kill. Bum a shay, bum a shay. I bet I've seen a million rows of them little red poetic signs up and down the line. Giddy up, tally ho. Smart, he ain't good at quizzing, but one thing he knows how to keep all his and Burma Shay. Burma Shay. I bet I've seen a million rows of them little red poetic signs up and down the line. Come on, one more time. Roses are red
and violets are blue. You chase me and so am I. Burma shade. Burma, Burma, Burma shade. Come on, come on.
That's Roger Miller and Burma Shave from 1961. New from Charlie Crockett before that as part of a new single release, River of Sorrow. It's time now for our instrumental breakdown. That's a rumble theme. We've got Captain Mike and the King Tide turning it up and taking on that Link Ray classic rumble. But getting us started with the tune Rumble in Newport, it's Anthony Castagna.
It's the Instrumental Breakdown on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Thank you.
is Jam and James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. If you're online, our website is rockabillyandblues.com, rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. You can find us on social media, and you can always send a suggestion, comment, and request. We read them all. We love them all. Got a new track from Pope Paul and the Illegals. Up next is from the project titled When the Stars Come Hurtling Down. Here's the tune, I Love the Way.
Rock a beat and boogie, feel OGIE.
That's new from Wild Deuces, covering Bill Haley and the Comets' Rock-A-Beatin' Boogie. Okay, strap yourself in and board the Rockabillion Blues Time Machine.
This is what makes time travel possible, the flux capacitor.
You're aboard the Rockabillion Blues Time Machine, and we're setting our destination to the week ending October the 12th, 1957. We'll hear what was number one that week, along with two songs entering the charts for the first time. Coming in at number 79, a tune you can see this artist performing in the Warner Brothers picture called Jamboree. It's the New Orleans native Fats Domino and Wait and See.
The sun gonna shine in my back door someday. Just you wait and see. Just you wait and see. One day you cry and won't me come back to you. Just you wait and see. Just you wait and see. You got such great big, big, beautiful eyes. But I love to see you when you smile. The sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Just you wait and see. Just you wait and see. Got such a great, great, beautiful smile. You so doggone mean, I wonder why. One day you'll cry and won't me come back to you. Just you wait and see. Just you wait and see.
You're strapped in the Rockabillion Blues Time Machine, and we've landed at the week ending October the 12th, 1957. Now, hitting the chart for the first time this week at number 68 is a song originally recorded by Bobby Day and popularized by this artist. Also features the Sharps on backing vocals. They were originally called the Rivingtons, best known for their Papa Oom Mau Mau tune. The Sharps would also sing some backup on Duane Eddy tunes as well, including Rebel Rouser. Now, the version of this single would go on to peak at number 6 on the U.S. Billboard Bestsellers chart and number 2 on the R&B chart and number 68 on the Billboard Top 100 for the week ending October 12, 1957 is Thurston Harris and Little Bitty Pretty One.
Mm-hmm.
You are aboard the Rockabilly and Blues Time Machine, and we've arrived at the week ending October the 12th, 1957. Time to hear what was at the top of the charts that week. It's the first of 2 weeks it spent at the top of the charts, and according to Brother Don, it went to number one even though it was banned from Boston radio stations for lyrics that at the time were considered too suggestive. It's been covered by a wide variety of artists, including Simon and Garfunkel, who cite this original and the duo that sang it as a primary influence on them. Other covers include Suzy Quatro, Loggins and Messina, the Flying Burrito Brothers, Cliff Richard, Shakin' Pyramids, and more. And number one, for the week ending October 12th, 1957, it's the Everly Brothers and Wake Up Little Susie.
Rockabilly and Blues with Jim and James Riley. This song is number one.
Number one.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. We've both been sound asleep. Wake up, little Susie, and weep. The movie's over, it's 4 o'clock and we're in trouble deep. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your papa? What am I gonna tell our friends is when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, I told you, mama, that you'd be in by 10. Well, Susie, baby, looks like we goofed again. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. We gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. The movie wasn't so hot, it didn't have much of a plot. We fell asleep, our goose is cooked, our reputation is shot. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your pop? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, la la, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie.
It's your source for rockabilly blues, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and this is our 5-year flashback.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
5 days, 5 days since you walked out the door.
5 feet high and rising.
How high's the water, Papa?
She said it's 5 feet high and rising.
Now you know I wake 5 long years for one woman.
Our 5-year flashback takes a look back at some of my favorite moments over the past 5 years. In July of 2015, I did a month of interview segments with Levi Dexter, calling it Levi in July. Of course, why would you not call it that? Now, he talked about growing up a Teddy Boy, but feared that some of the music he was then creating with Levi and the Rockettes would not appeal to the Teds, so they had a new direction of where to take it. Here's Levi.
But the thing was, we could not play to the Teddy Boy circuit because we were very rough. We weren't authentic enough. We wrote some of our own songs, and so we said, basically, if we play to the Ted, they're going to kill us.
Yeah.
So he said, no problem. You know, I booked shows with punk rock bands, and we'll stick you on bills with them. And at the time, there was a war going on. The Teds and the punks were fighting each other for, I don't know, really, just respect and disrespect was going on. So it used to be when 5 Teds came down the street, all the old ladies and old guys would go, oh, Teddy Boys, and they would hide and back off for your direction that you're coming. And then 77, suddenly there were punk rockers that, you know, had the shock factor. They looked, you know, pins and dyed hair and girlfriends on a dog leash and all. So that seemed way more shocking all of a sudden than the Teddy Boys were. Suddenly nobody was really bothered by the Teds. They were more horrified at the punk rockers. Malcolm McLaren, who ran the Ted shop, now switched and had a punk shop, which was Sex.
Yeah.
His shop was Sex. And he had this thing where he sold this bondage clothes and punk rock style clothes. He managed a band, the Sex Pistols. That's why they were called the Sex Pistols.
Okay.
Using them to sell the image and the stuff. Basically, the punks came to what used to be our shop and disrespected. They, you know, drew a knife in the back of Elvis on the picture they had on the wall and all this kind of stuff. So the Teds went to war with them, and it's kind of an ugly scene. And then, so Live on the Rock Hats, we did an Eddie and Sheena tour, and we were with Wayne County and the Electric Chairs, which is another punk band that's pretty much an icon from back then. And we said, let's put Ted and punk together and try and get people to come together. That pretty much ended the war. You know, once people got together and realized it's pretty stupid to fight. I mean, it's all rock and roll,
sure.
Really. It's just that you're doing your thing and we're doing our traditional thing. And if we can just, you know, they came to the headlines in the papers said Ted punk tour expected to be a bloodbath, and then we were like, oh, this is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
And it was the opposite. It was like Ted's teaching punks how to bar, mingling with each other and getting to realize that it was pretty cool. We had been playing through 77 on punk gigs, which forced the scene out of the Ted circuit, and we started playing clubs that we were either on a bill with a punk band, or it was a club and we were just doing our own show, but it wasn't a Teddy Boy club. So it forced people to go to other you know, venues to see us play. That's why it became more neo-rockabilly. We put, like Smutty Smith, he was the first one to have magnetic pickups on an upright bass and use, you know, metal strings and a great big SVT amp. So we could turn it up pretty big, and then therefore the rest of the band could turn up. So we were louder than a normal Teddy Boy band or 50s band. We wrote our own songs, which a lot of bands didn't. That's why we got considered neo-rockabilly. We were not trying to be purist. We were trying to stretch it, trying to make a modern version of, based on the traditions of 50s rockabilly. So, you know, Live on the Rock Hat. Our first gig was Royal College of Art in November 77, playing with Steel Pulse, the reggae band. Our third gig was with Susie and the Banshees, Adam and the Ants, and about five other bands that were punk bands. And the Teds, they came, and there was no fighting. It was pretty cool. But they had to go out of their own safety area, out of the Teddy Boy circuit. Things were changing. It was, the attitude was changing. It wasn't so strict anymore, and there was a bit more tolerance coming in.
Oh,
back. I'll return, I shall return. Don't cool those lips, wanna feel them burn. All I'm missing, you'll hide a kissing. But I'll be back, yeah, I'll be back. But can't nobody tell me, stay or go? Oh no, no one tells the four winds where to blow. So, oh, baby, I'll be back, I'm coming back. Don't throw away the welcome mat. The door I'm hoping will soon be open. A teeny weeny crack to your shy. So keep the little light burning. I'll be back, yeah, I'll be back. Tell me, stay or go? Oh no, no one tells the four winds where to blow. So, oh baby, baby, I'll be back. Yeah, I'm coming back. Don't throw away that welcome mat. The door I'm hoping will soon be open. Just a teeny weeny crack to your shy. Back.
Hey, this is Daryl Higham, and you're listening to Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Class is over and I'm standing all alone. A football star bear. I'll try tomorrow. Hope to hear you say you care. Whoa, 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 little Lou. Child, this is more than I can bear. I'll try tomorrow. Hope to hear you say you care. Whoa, 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 little Lou.
Little Lou, that's Eddie Cochran. Before that, Daryl Higham from his Believe What You Hear release. Tribute to Ricky Nelson, Blood from a Stone. We also heard from Glenn Campbell, and I'll Be Back from the Sings for the King release. And of course, getting us started in that set, Levi and the Rock Cats, All Through the Night. Hey, you've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews. And as always, it's Jam and James Riley saying keep on rockin'.